Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage here in St. Pius V Priory, Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the third week of Advent, December 16th, 2025. Our passage today is from the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew writes, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" What is your opinion? Jesus begins, not with a command, but with an invitation to reflection. A man had two sons. One said no, but went. The other said yes, but didn't go. And so Jesus asks, which of the two did his father's will? The vineyard in this parable is not far away. It is a field of our daily living, the place where God calls each of us to work, our homes, our parishes, our relationships, the hidden corners of conscience where love must be tended. The Father's call is not harsh. It is tender and consistent. Each day, in one way or another, God whispers, "Come, work in my vineyard." But how often our lips say one thing while our lives say another? How often we echo the second son, polite, pious, and yet detached from the labor of love? We say yes in our prayers, in our liturgy, even in our ideals. When the call becomes concrete, when the vineyard is a difficult conversation, a weary act of forgiveness, a moment of humble service, we quietly stay home. The first son's no is honest. It's the no of weakness, of fatigue, of resistance to the call of God. Yet somewhere along the way, he changes his mind. The Greek word used here is metamelethais, suggesting not merely a change of opinion, but a sorrow, a stirring of conscience, a movement of the heart. He reconsiders, he turns back, and he goes. And in that turning, something profound happens. The no that once defined him becomes the doorway to obedience. His act of repentance becomes his truest yes. This is the rhythm of grace in every human soul. God does not judge us by the first word we speak, but by the direction of our conversion. Our holiness is not in never saying no, but in allowing God to transform that no into a living yes. Advent is a season of this turning. It is a quiet time when the church leans into repentance, not as gloom, but as invitation. It is the season of the first son when we admit our reluctance, our refusals, our distractions, and we return to the vineyard nonetheless. John the Baptist's cry in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord," echoes the same truth. God's mercy is greater than our delay. Even if we have resisted, even if we have said no 100 times, the Father still calls us. The vineyard is still open. There is still work to be done, fruit to be borne, love to be given. The second son, in contrast, represents the subtle danger of religiosity without conversion. His yes is eloquent, but empty. He says all the right words, but never steps into the vineyard. Jesus directs this story to the chief priests and the elders, not to condemn them, but to awaken them. They are faithful in outward observance, but their hearts have become unresponsive to the movements of grace. We too can fall into this gentle trap, to be polite to God, reverent in form, but unmoved in soul, to substitute appearance for substance, performance for obedience. The second son's tragedy is not rebellion, it's spiritual inertia. He does nothing wrong. He simply does nothing at all. Jesus concludes with a startling reversal. Tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. Why? Because they were willing to change their minds. They are the first son, those who said no by their lives but found repentance in the presence of mercy. They heard John the Baptist preaching and believed. Their hearts, once closed, opened. Their actions followed. And so the vineyard fills with unlikely laborers, sinners made saints by grace, reluctant souls who finally said yes in the only way that matters, by showing up and doing the Father's will. Every Eucharist, seems to me, is an echo of this parable. We come before the altar as both sons, our lips sometimes saying yes, while our hearts hesitate, our hearts sometimes burdened by no, yet still yearning to return. But in this sacrament, God meets us where we are and sends us back into the vineyard renewed. The bread and wine become not just nourishment, but commission, strengthened for the work of love that awaits beyond the walls of our churches. To receive Christ is to rise and go, to leave the table of grace and walk into the vineyard of the whole world with humility, forgiveness, and courage. In the end, the Father's will is not fulfilled by eloquent words, but by a quiet, persevering love. The saints are those who lived their yes, not in speeches, but in small daily acts of obedience, a mother's patience, a priest's listening ear, a worker's integrity, a disciple's perseverance. During Advent, we are invited to say this silent yes again, to change our minds where we have refused, to go into the vineyard of mercy, and to let our lives speak the truth our lips too easily promise. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you call me again to the vineyard of my life. Where I have said no, teach me to turn back. Where I have said yes without love, awaken me. Grant me the grace of a heart that listens, a will that obeys, and hands ready to serve. May my faith become a living yes to your Father's will. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others and invite them too to join us each day as we break open the word from my hermitage here in Chicago. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.